कर्मेन्द्रियाणि संयम्य यास्यते मनसा स्मरन् इन्द्रियार्थान् विमूढात्मा मिथ्याचारस उच्यते। 3.6 भगवद गीता। कर्मेन्द्रियाणि संयम्य, कर्म इंद्रियाणि दैट मीन्स द सेंसेस विथ विच वी डू वर्क, संयम्य रेगुलेटिंग देम, यासते मनसा स्मरण, बट विद द माइंड वन इज रिमेंबरिंग, कंटेम्पलेटिंग, इंद्रियार्थान द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स विमूढात्मा, सच अ पर्सन इज फूलिश, मिथ्याचारस उच्यते, एंड सच अ पर्सन इज टू बी कॉल्ड अ हिपोक्रेट, मिथ्याचार। नाउ व्हाट एग्जैक्टली इज कृष्णा सेइंग? ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द इनअप्रोप्रिएटनेस ऑफ इनएक्शन फॉर Arjuna and for people in general. So, first he said that it doesn't lead to perfection. That was in 3.4. 3.5 was that it is impractical. It is impossible to be inactive. And now 6th verse is saying that it can be adharmic. So, what is it? How can it be adharmic? Because one may, by sheer force of willpower, avoid indulging in the sense objects, avoid indulging in sense gratification physically. But if the attachment is there internally, then one will remember those sense objects, contemplate on them, imagine enjoying the sense objects, and in that way, the person who has externally adopted the garb of a renunciate but is internally contemplating the sense objects will be engaging in violation of the principles of renunciation, even if not physically, at least mentally. So one renunciation is not just determined by external abnegation of sense objects, but it is also by internal detachment from sense objects. That is the essence of renunciation. So there is external distancing. Oh, I will not indulge in sense objects, and I keep the sense objects far away. That external distancing is okay, and it is important, at least in the early stages of spiritual life, to have some distance from the sense objects. And that's why most traditional cultures had some distance between, had some level of separation in between the sexes, between the genders. Now, beyond that, the principle is for a renunciate, one certainly has to keep a distance from the sense objects, but still, there is a distance externally, but there is proximity internally. Because when one is attached and one is renounced prematurely, then one cannot maintain that renunciation for long. One cannot actually keep the thoughts away from long, and one keeps dwelling on it. And instead of dwelling on Krishna, one is dwelling on the sense objects. So Krishna is saying two words to describe such a person: Vimudhatma. Vimudhatma is such a person is foolish. So actually, that person may imagine that I am satisfied because I am renounced from the world. I am more advanced. I have renounced the world. But actually, the person is fooling himself. Why? Because the attachment within is not allowing him to practice the essence of renunciation, that the purpose of renunciation. The purpose of renunciation is undistracted concentration on Krishna. When we are engaged in the world, often those engagement in the world, job, family, home and other things, these things, social obligations, they often become distractions from focus on Krishna. Although these can also be spiritualized to some extent, but still they can become distractions. But when one focuses on Krishna, then But one wants to focus on Krishna, and for that purpose of focusing on Krishna, one accepts the renounced order. Then that is a positively motivated acceptance of renunciation. And one grows through the renounced order when one actually concentrates on Krishna, on the higher spiritual truth. If one is not knowing about Krishna, if one is not a bhakta yogi, but is a karma yogi, then at least on a higher spiritual truth, certainly not on the sense objects. So vimudhatma, the person who is dwelling on the sense objects instead of on spiritual truths, is deluding oneself. And further, vithyachara sauchita is a hypocrite. Actually, hypocrite is a very strong word. Mithya achara. Achara is behavior, mithya is false. So the behavior is false. That means that person is pretender, is cheating oneself and cheating others. Cheating oneself means the person is imagining that I am advanced, but actually that person is not advanced. And further, cheating the world because the world may be offering respect, thinking, oh, that this person is renounced. And yet, that person may not actually be, is not actually renounced. And what is dwelt on in the mind cannot stay in the mind for long. So as Krishna has talked about in 2.62.63, that whatever we do, dhyayato, that will grow. And that will eventually lead to pranashyati. So, whatever there is manasa smaran, there will also be whatever there is contemplated on with the mind. If one is contemplating on sense objects, then one will eventually, sooner or later, indulge in the sense objects. And that will be a gross fall down also. Now, the whole tenor of the Gita over here is towards denunciation of renunciation. Denunciation means disapproval, strong disapproval. So now, does that mean that the Bhagavad Gita is completely against renunciation? No, that's not the point. Because we see that the Bhagavad Gita is a part of the Mahabharata. And in the Mahabharata, there are so many renunciates who keep coming. Narad Muni himself. And there are so many other great sages. They are renounced sages. And they are very much respected by Krishna, by the Pandavas, and by the general society. So Krishna is not opposing the principle of renunciation per se. It's not a universal opposition to the principle of renunciation. Rather, it is a context-specific instruction to Arjuna and to people like Arjuna. So now, and today, somebody wants to take the renounced order. So how does one decide? Does one say that, oh, I am more qualified? If Arjuna is not qualified to renounce, then am I qualified to renounce? How can I be qualified to renounce? Here we have to understand that we should not be misled by disanalogies. Disanalogies means false comparisons. The Arjuna is a Kshatriya, and for a Kshatriya to renounce the world is difficult. For a person who is of a Brahminical temperament, or a person who has a strong desire to serve Krishna by sharing his message and do direct devotional service to Krishna, that person can take to the renounced order. But this is neither a blanket denunciation of renunciation, it's not a permanent ban on renunciation, but it is neither a blanket, but the Gita certainly does not offer a blanket endorsement of renunciation. No blanket denunciation of renunciation, no blanket commendation of renunciation. The Gita doesn't simplistically say, oh, you want to become spiritually advanced, just renounce the world. No. Actually, the Gita is a book of not Tyaga or Vairagya. It is a book about Dharma. And not just about Dharma, but the Paradharma of Bhakti. So whatever is favorable for Bhakti, the Bhagavad Gita will recommend. And that's why it concludes with Sarvadharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. So don't get caught up in too many of the different dharmas and wondering what is your role. Focus on how you can surrender to me and adopt that course of action which will enable you to surrender to me. Best. So that same principle we can apply to our lives also. Rather than thinking of it one way or the other way in black and white terms, this is good and this is bad. We should focus more on what is good for me and what is favorable for me and what is not favorable for me. And based on that criteria, we can decide which direction one will go, whether the Grahastha Ashram or the Brahmacharya Ashram. And even another important point is that actually Krishna is not talking about devotional renunciation at all over here. Krishna is talking about the Jnani's renunciation, where the renunciation is characterized by inaction. Now for devotees, for Brahmachari Sannyasis, the renunciation is not characterized by inaction. In fact, there is a lot of action, because the principle of bhakti, the process of bhakti, uses practical service as a means for expressing and experiencing devotion. So in that sense, bhakti is quite dynamic. And so this whole discussion of Krishna's discussion, wherein Krishna disapproves renunciation, that is not for devotional renunciation, that is for jnani renunciation characterized by inaction. Still, the underlying principles, still we can actually apply them. So as devotees, we should focus more on fixing the mind on Krishna and engaging in Krishna's service than on external renunciation. And if we are going to take up external renunciation, that should be as a tool for increasing internal contemplation on Krishna. Not that we take the external renunciation and then contemplate it for the sense objects and crave for the sense objects and then imagine that maybe one can enjoy them in a hidden way without being detected. And that will be something which by which we will deprive ourselves of spiritual advancement. And we will end up doing a disservice to Krishna and disservice to Krishna's movement. Because our actions will misrepresent the glorious tradition of Gita wisdom. So therefore, here the Gita cautions against superficial renunciation, surface renunciation, that is just a masquerade for a content of attachment. So if Krishna is telling that, don't Arjuna become a renunciate like that. So Krishna gives in this way three different reasons. In the fourth verse he says, renunciation in action alone doesn't lead to perfection or liberation. Then he says, inaction is impossible because it's unnatural. And now he says, inaction can become adharmic if one does not have adequate detachment. So our focus should be on how can I best connect with Krishna? How can I best remember Krishna and how can I best serve Krishna? And based on that Krishna center, we can take our decisions, not on making renunciation the center and considering the attainment of renunciation externally itself as the success of spiritual life. Thank you.